Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Pastor Dallas, and I personally want to thank you for purchasing or receiving this CD. It is our hope and prayer that our ministry blesses and enriches your life in such a spectacular way that you can noticeably see a change in not just your life, but that change also has a way of impacting and affecting your entire family. We pray the Lord's blessings upon you continually. And as you listen to every word that comes through this CD message, we pray that you will see the transformation of the Lord and sense the power and anointing of the Lord as he was resonating in our fellowship. Now sit back and listen to this.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you. We bless you in this place, God. We thank you. Thank you for who you are in our lives, God. This morning, we choose to bless you, God. We choose to bless you because of our love for you and all that you've done for us. We thank you, God. You are so generous. You are so gracious, and you are so kind. And this morning, God, with our whole hearts, we choose to bless your holy name. We choose to give you honor because it is due you. God, have your way this morning. Take control over every situation. Let no flesh glory in your presence, and we will give you the praise, the honor, and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for your presence on this morning. Amen. Thank the Lord for the apostle who is in the house. Amen. Amen. That's right. That's right. Give honor where honor is due. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for her just being in our midst on this morning. Amen. Thank the Lord for my all my family. Amen. Everyone who's here, you are my family. This morning I have a word from the Lord, and you know, this was such an unusual morning. I'm so reminded that, you know, it's funny that Apostle would come in the door, because I remember when she would come in to preach and she would only have a scripture. Or she would come in to preach and she would say, you know what, I tried these shoes on and these shoes was too big. Y'all, I did the same thing this morning. Now, I know I wear 9.5, Mel, but when I put the shoes on, they were flopping off my feet. So I said, when did my shoe size change? So everything that I could duplicate from her today happened. So I just thank the Lord for her. And it was just funny that she would walk in the door and all of these things that she told me about, amen, the same thing happened to me. But this morning, our text will come from Proverbs, the second chapter. And when you have it, say amen. Proverbs, the second chapter, starting at verse 1. It says, my son, and thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then go over to 3, starting at 5, and we're going to read through 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen. Thank the Lord for his word. As I began to meditate on the word of the Lord, you know, the Lord deals with me just differently. Sometimes he'll drop a word in my spirit, and from there it just takes off. But I thought about how God speaks through everything. How many of you know he speaks through everything? Many times we're looking for a prophet. You know, when we're in a hard place, we're looking for someone to speak a word. You know, we're looking for a prophet to confirm some things. We're looking for somebody to pull us out of the crowd. Or sometimes we're even looking for some amazing thing to happen so they can say, oh, God spoke. I heard him. That was him. But how many of you know that God can speak through people, situations? He can speak through anything. But we have to have a spirit of discernment in order to see it. Amen. We have to be able to be so close to him and be in his presence, so to the point where we're able to pick up on what God is saying. How many of you know that the trees are not always going to blow when God is speaking? Stuff is not always going to shake when God is speaking. Just because you were touched at church, that could have been emotion, amen? But God wants us to know that he's speaking, whether he comes in a still, small voice or whether it's loud, amen? So we have to be in position to be able to hear what he is saying. I'm reminded of a time that I was experiencing on last year, and I wasn't quite sure if God was moving, so I kept it to myself, and I began to pray and began to seek him and get into his word about what he was speaking to me. And I tell you, when I gave that thing over to the Lord was able to navigate me through that situation. And it's because when God tells us to trust him, he means trust him. Amen. He says, if you need wisdom, and if you lack it, all you got to do is look to him and he'll give it to you. And I'm so glad that the Father does not limit his wisdom to just spiritual matters. Amen. The scripture lets us know that if we put our trust in him, he'll give us his wisdom and he'll give us his guidance for any and every situation. It doesn't matter what you're going through on today. God wants to give you wisdom and understanding in that place that you're in. Sometimes we lack the ability to make good decisions. How many of you have made bad decisions all over again? And I mean, time after time, with money, with your children, in relationships. I mean, in every walk of your life, you've made some type of mistake. But God wants us to lean on him and depend on him so that he can give us what we need. But we need to have a spirit of a discernment so that we can see into situations beyond what's presented. How many of you know that a child can speak to you? How many of you know that he can use an unsaved person? Now, if he can use a donkey, he can talk through anybody. But if we're close and if we listen and if our heart is right toward God to do the right thing, then he'll say, that was me right there. I was, sometimes I have trouble sleeping, and so sometimes I have to take milk. I have to go through this whole ritual, y'all, of being able to sleep. And I failed to massage my feet, drink my milk, meal, and do all the crazy stuff that I have to do in order to get a good night's rest. And the Lord woke me up at 1 o'clock in the morning. And at first I was upset because I was like, you know, I got to get up at 5. But the Lord woke me up because he had something for me to hear. How many of you know that I turned on a YouTube channel and Steve Harvey was speaking? Now listen, he wasn't doing anything spiritual, but there were some principles that I needed to hear about some business matters that I needed to attend to. And God spoke through Steve Harvey, the person that people don't like, the person that people can't stand, because he always, you know, they say he tries to be a relationship guru. But how many of you know that I heard what God wanted me to hear? Now, I'm not trying to tell you to do some unspiritual stuff. No, that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is God had something for me to hear from that businessman so that I would know what to do on the next day for my situation. If we lean and depend on God, he will use anybody to get a message across to you. But see, here's the problem. We're okay with people that we like. And we can hear through people that we like and people that we respect. But when it comes to somebody who's carrying what you need to hear, sometimes you look at the package and you don't want the message. But how many of you know that you can't focus on the package because the package is just something that's carrying the contents. You want the contents inside of the package. It doesn't matter what the package looks like, but it's the contents that the package carries. So let's be balanced. Am I telling you to listen to Steve Harvey? No. Am I telling you to listen to any and just everybody? No. But what I am saying is that God can use anybody to get a message across to you. And you can't be prejudiced and say, I'm not going to listen to them because I don't respect them. I'm not going to listen to them because I don't like them. I'm not going to listen to them because they're not saved. Because God can use anybody. You just need to find the part of wisdom that belongs to you. Now, am I saying stick with that person for everything? No. Am I saying look them up every chance you get? No. But what I am saying is be so in tune with the Holy Spirit that you're able to see spiritual things in a natural situation. How many of you know that sometimes our natural mind will jack up stuff because we want to overthink it and we want to make it seem like, okay, because it's not the right person, I can't receive. Because they're not dressed this way, I can't receive. They don't look this way. They don't hoop. They don't holler. They don't wear a hat. They don't wear a long dress. They don't do this. They don't do that, so I can't receive. But God is saying that because you're paying too much attention to the package, you're missing the whole matter of how I want to bless you. If you're only waiting for somebody who has a big name to bless you, you're going to miss out. If you're only waiting for somebody who sings deep and you need a word, you're going to miss out. If you're waiting for a preacher or a pastor or a prophet to pull you out of the congregation instead of somebody turning around and saying, hey, listen, I got a word for you, you're going to miss out. We focus too much on the package and not enough of the content that's coming out of their mouth. We understand we're not going to like everybody. And we understand they're not going to always make us feel good. But instead of us focusing on the package, why not say, God, what are you trying to say to me? I use the example of Steve Harvey because I know he gets a bad rep. And not that I care. I just only like Family Feud. That's all. I only like Family Feud. That's it. I'm not interested in anything like that. But I use that example because it was the contents that I needed and not necessarily the package. Amen. So God wants us to have keen discernment and how we get that king discernment is staying in his presence to be able to hear what he has to say to us. Being in his presence and being in his word causes us to be sensitive and causes our ears to be attuned to what he's saying. See, many times we're in situations and we have experiences and we think that if somebody rejects us, you know, God, you know, what did I do? Am I not built the right way? Do I not look the right way? How many of you know if somebody rejects you, that may not just be the person that you need in your life? God sometimes will speak through your experiences to turn you in the way that he wants you to go in. You think when you have opposition or you think when one door closes, you think that's the end of the world. No, what God is really trying to do is redirect you and set your feet in the position that he has for your life. A closed door just means that you go down the hall and open up another one. Amen. It just means that he's trying to turn you in the direction. But because our discernment is off, it's hard for us to see that a closed door is really a blessing. It's hard for us to see that rejection is really something that's going to open up more to us. It's hard for us to see that when he tells us to get out of relationships and leave people alone, it's hard for us to see that he has a blessing down the road because we're focused on the situation and our ears are not attuned to discern what God is really doing. See, there's a blessing behind your tears. There's a blessing behind your pain. There's a blessing behind what people do to you. You think they meant it for evil, but God says, I'm meaning this thing for good. I'm about to take you into another level. I'm about to take you on a journey, and I'm about to bless you beyond what you ever expected. But you have to have discernment in order to see that when God shuts the door, he's just trying to point you in a different direction. Many times we internalize this thing. And we immediately go into being negative. Maybe Jesus is mad at me. Maybe I did something wrong. Let me go back. What did I do? Why am I experiencing this? What did I do wrong? How many of you have done that? Things go wrong in your life and you start doing inventory. Did I cross every T, dot every I? What did I do to deserve this? What did I do to deserve being in this place? But what you don't understand is that you being in that place is a setup for a miracle. It's a setup. While you're internalizing this thing, God is actually setting you up to be blessed. God is actually setting you up for some more things to come down the line that will establish you. He's doing a work that you know not. But you have to have a spirit of discernment to be able to sense what God is doing. And sometimes he's trying to bless us in other ways. Sometimes when he allows stuff, yes, he's cutting away at you. Because if you're not ready to and you're not prepared to receive the blessing, then you'll just kill it. So sometimes in the process of getting to that place that God has for you and being blessed in the area that God is going to bless you in, he has to cut away. And he has to bring some checks and some balances to your life. And he has to allow us to experience some things so that we can say, oh, I was a little haughty in that area. This is why you cut me back. My mouth is a little sharp and my thinking is a little negative. This is why you allowed this to happen to me. I am a little haughty over here and over there. And so that's why you allowed there to be opposition. That's why you had to reduce me in that area so you can multiply me in another area. So you did the work over here so I can see the blessing over there. And so this is why you allowed this to happen to me. See, being positioned causes you to see things in a different light. This is why it's important to be in position so that you can hear what God is saying, so that you will understand why you have to take the road that you have to take. And why things are going the way that they are going. Not because you're a bad person. That's religious thinking. Sometimes we're always thinking that God is punishing us. God is not always punishing us. God is actually trying to move us into a place where he can bless us. You know, we treat God like, you know how when your parents said, okay, who broke it? Okay, since you're not going to tell me who broke it, line up. And everybody getting a whooping. Sometimes we treat God like he's saying, line up for all the stuff that you've done. And this is why you're in trouble. But God is not saying all of that. He knew you were going to do what you did before you did it. He knew how you were going to handle the situation before you handled it. But God is saying, I'm trying to use situations to change your thinking. I'm trying to use situations to redirect you. I'm trying to use these situations to bring balance to your life. And I'm trying to use these situations to prosper you. But you have to have the right mind frame in order for me to do that. And so I need you to when I'm speaking. I need you to discern when someone comes up to you and just blatantly says something. You need to be able to ask me, God, what are you saying in this? Why did you allow this person to come up to me? Why did you allow this situation to happen to me? What are you saying? Many times we say when we preach, learn the lesson. And you can learn the lesson if you put your trust in them. See, God is the ultimate navigator. And when we don't know what to do, he always knows what to do. We serve an all-knowing God. And so when we're confused and we don't know which way to go, all we have to do is put our trust and our dependence in him. All we have to do is give him our heart and let him know, God, my intent is to do the right thing. But I don't know. I don't know what I don't know. And so put me in the presence and put me around people who do know. Speak a word so that I can hear you, because I don't know what I don't know. But I'm going to put my trust in you and allow you to direct my path and guide my way. I'm going to put my trust in you and I'm going to allow you to give me understanding of what I don't know. Yes. You see, when I started my business, I didn't know what I was doing. When I started my business, all I knew how to do was incorporate. When I started my business, I didn't even know where to go to buy. I started my business by looking at someone who had gotten a Shopify site, and God quickened something in my spirit and said, I need you to go ahead and put what I've given you so far to use, and I need you to investigate this Shopify thing. And I need you to go ahead and take it a little further. They're doing this, but I need you to do that. And I'm like, I didn't even ask you for this. All I need you is to pay attention and to obey what I'm telling you to do. And I didn't know any of what I know today. And when I started telling people about what I was doing, they were like, well, how did you know to do that? And how did you know to do that? And how did you know to do that? Let me tell you something. When you put your trust in God, God will give you wisdom that you didn't start out with. God will give you knowledge and insight and have people who have been in business coming to you. How did you do this? And how did you do that? God will give you stuff that you didn't even have. Because you're putting your trust in him, not in what everybody else is doing, not in what everybody else think. You're putting your trust in the Lord and you're allowing him to speak to you for your situation. Now, I don't know where you are today. All I know is God told me to tell you to put your trust in him and he will navigate you through the rest of the way. All I know is he told me that you need to cling to him so that you can hear his voice when he's speaking. Even when you come against things that you have never been through before, even when you don't understand, he's saying, put your trust in me and I will cause you to see what you need to see, be connected to who you need to be connected to. I will cause you to walk into areas that you didn't even know you were going to walk into. But because you put your trust in me, I'm going to give you what you need. Yeah. Yeah. You see, I was a novice, and I'm still a novice. But you know what? I would rather be a novice and a student of the Lord so that I can learn everything that he wants me to learn, so that I can move the way that he wants me to move. And this is the trust. This is the place where God wants us to be positioned, not coming in everything that he gives us like we know everything and like we got it all together. But when we approach him saying, God, I don't know what to do. And I've never been here, but I trust you. I've never been single, but I trust you. I've never had to manage my own finances, but I trust you. I've never been jobless, but I trust you. I've never been married, but I trust you. I've never had children, but I trust you. I've never done this on this job, but I trust you. Because you put me here, you're going to equip me to do exceedingly and abundantly, because you are the spirit that's in me. And so you're going to give me what I need to do it and to get the job done. Because God is not going to put you anywhere where he's not going to keep you. See, you know when he ain't keeping you because you wasn't put there by him. You know when it's not God because it falls apart. When it's tested, it falls apart. But if we put our trust and dependence in him, he will give us the wisdom that we need to stand in the place that he has called us into. I'm so grateful that our pastor ain't, you know, we call him bishop because that's what we see. But Pastor Rod ain't out there trying to become a bishop. He's not out there trying to make a name for himself. He's trying to do what God has commissioned him to do and stand in the place that God has given him to stand in. I don't want what nobody else has. I only want what God has for me. And I only want to do what God would have me to do. See, God wants us to depend and be so in tune with him that we say, God, listen, what you have put in my lap is enough. And so whatever you want out of me in this situation, I'm willing to give it. My trust is in you. My heart is toward you. And so I don't want anything that anybody else has. I'm not in competition. I'm not jealous. Every ounce of foolishness that I have in me, God, I give it to you because I want to be led by your spirit. Because when I get in the face of giants, I want to be able to stand and know that God sent me. When I talk to people, when I go to places, because I know that you sent me, I can stand tall. I don't have to be afraid to speak. I don't even care if I say something wrong. I know that you put me here and can't nobody move me. And this is the confidence that God wants us to have. Not trying to be like somebody else. Not trying to do what others do. But our faith and our dependence is in him. We get our wisdom from him. So if somebody don't like what you're doing, tell them to go see Jesus. Because I'm doing what God has commissioned me to do. My trust is in him. My dependence in him. I depend on him to lead and guide me. I'm not depending on Google. I'm not depending on the wisdom of others. Yeah. I'm depending on God. Yeah. Yeah. And when you depend on God, he will sift. There's a lot of stuff that's out there. And I don't care what your issue is. You can find anything on the internet. Well, is it this or is it that? Is it this or is it that? You should do this, you should do that. It could be yours. You could be sick and you Google it. Is it this or is it that? Is it COVID? Is it a sinus? What is it? You know, I don't care what it is. You can find anything on Google. But when you are in tune and when you're able to discern what God is saying, he will cause you to sift through all of the stuff that you don't need. And he will cause you to put this aside and put this aside. This is what you need to look at. This is what you need to incorporate. This is what you need to pay attention to. Because your ear is attuned to the Holy Spirit. And so he's able to move things out of the way so that you can see what you really need to see. But if you're caught up in the package, if you're caught up in the package, and if certain people have to talk to you for you to hear, if certain situations say, the sun got to be sitting just right, the lights got to be right, he got to say a certain thing in his voice for me to be able to, he got to put his hand behind his ear. If he do it just right, then I can hear it. If the music is high enough, then I can hear God. If they play my right song, then I'll feel like the Holy Spirit is moving. But how many of you know you cannot get caught up in all of that stuff? But you got to be able to hear God when he's speaking, even if he speaks like this. Don't get me wrong. We need worship. We need every instrument. But I brought man with me. And so when I connect with them, it just ignites and it just becomes larger. And I'm able to hear even greater. But I bought it when I came. Because I'm ready and I'm listening for what God has to say. I don't have to move, but I can still hear. You may not even see me wave my hand, but I'm still listening. Because my spirit is connecting with the spirit that's down on the inside of me. And he's telling me what I need to know. And 9 times out of 10, he ain't telling me nothing about you. He's telling me something about me. My attitude. How I see things, how I see people. He's telling me about me. And so this is what God wants us from us. He wants us to be able to discern when he's speaking to us personally. When he's speaking to us in situations and circumstances. And he wants us to take our eyes off of who's bringing the message. So that we can truly be blessed with what he has for us. Amen. We also need to be able to discern when God is shifting. See, we're so busy trying to operate like we used to operate. I was having lunch with my husband after the funeral yesterday, and I was saying, honey, do you ever feel like you wish things could go back the way they were when life was simpler? He said, all the time. I wish Dad was here. I wish I could just teach music. I wish we didn't have all that we had, and just things, you know, not that we didn't want the finances, but all now you got all a whole bunch of responsibilities. Just want to go back to the way things were. But how many of you know that God is yet moving in our lives? And when he shifts us, it behooves us to recognize the shift, amen? With every level that he shifts us to, it requires a different you. See, you can't be the same person that you were last year because he shifted you out of that place. Some of us are still holding on to what we once knew, but God is saying, I've moved on from that. Recognize the shift. Recognize that I have moved you out of that place of do nothing. Recognize that I've moved you out of that place of you needing somebody to call you for a word, and now I'm trying to talk to you. I'm shifting you. Recognize that you are no longer a young man or a young girl, but yet recognize that I have moved you from that to adulthood. Now you be responsible. Without anybody calling you and waking you up and telling you it's time for you to go. Now you be responsible and come to church. I'm shifting you. I'm making you own you. In other words, I'm making you own that you have a bad attitude. I'm making you own that you need to change some things about your behavior. I'm making you own you. I've shifted you from not seeing and somebody having to tell you something. Now I'm addressing you because you're old enough. Recognize the shift. We're no longer in a place of being able to be stagnant. We're no longer in a place where we can just sit back and recognize, you know, that and see that we just, you know, we were here and, you know, now we just, you know, we can't stay in the same place. But God has shifted us. So it's going to take a different mindset in order for us to stay in that place that he has blessed us in. You can't waste money no more. You can't just buy everything you want to buy. You can't spend everything you want to spend. You can't do everything you want to do because God has shifted you. And discernment will help you to recognize that. Church, God is requiring more. And if we are going to last in this hour, if we're going to make it, our ear has to be sensitive. We have to be able to sift between the rhetoric, all the stuff that people are saying on the internet, all the things that we see that people are doing. We have to be able to sift through that foolishness and be able to hear what God is really saying, be able to hear direction and sense when God is speaking through a child, sense when God is speaking through our situation, sense when God is speaking through our experiences. We have to be able to have our ears so tuned that when he says go left, we go left. When he says go right, we go right. That's how sensitive God wants us to be. So that we can hear how he's moving in this last day. Amen. I know you didn't dance today, but you wasn't supposed to. Stand with me. I really don't know where all of you are. But I do know this, that God is requiring us to have that spirit of discernment, and that we need to remove ourselves from some situations. We need to remove ourselves from some conversations. I was talking to my daughter, and she lives in Atlanta, and she was telling me about somebody who was saying some crazy stuff, and she was like, Ma, I don't even want to get caught up in that. I don't want to be bothered with that. I said, listen, you know what you do? Change the subject. Just when they start talking stupid, just change the subject. How many of you know that some of y'all need to just change the subject? When people come to your desk, when people come into your cubicle or wherever you are, when your neighbor comes, just change the subject. They're coming to you talking, girl, did you see so-and-so? Girl, wait a minute, Greens is on sale for 99 cents. Girl, did you see them shooting? Girl, let me tell you, I got these shoes on sale. Just change the subject. How many of you know that some of us need to do that to ourselves? You get to having stinking thinking, just change the subject. I need to get some pillows for my couch. Just change the subject on yourself. Because if we are going to have peace of mind, if we are going to be able to hear and discern what God is saying, we need to sift through all of the clutter, not only with people, but even with ourselves. And we need to lend our ear to the Holy Spirit. Listen, y'all, the Holy Spirit, we don't give him enough credit. Some of us only use him for spiritual things, but he is a part of my everyday walk in life. I use the Holy Spirit for everything. I don't care what it is. I'm using him because I'm a person that lacks wisdom and I need guidance. And not just human guidance. I need wisdom from on high. And so in order for me to move the way that God would have me to, in order for me to hear what it is I'm supposed to be doing, I got to put my mind on Jesus. And I got to say, God, listen, I don't know what to do, but I know you know the right thing to do. So what do I do in this situation? How do I respond in this situation? You see what I'm up against. Give me what to do. Give me how to respond. You know, we do a lot of counseling, and I'm not going to be like Pastor Wright. I'm not going to do 10 closes, okay? I'm not. Today is not a long man. Just kidding. I'm not going to do it. I ain't going to do it. But we talk to couples a lot, and one of the things that we say is you have to learn your mate and what's required for your mate. And one of the things that the Lord showed me is when I give my heart to him, he will give me the words to speak so that my husband can hear me. Because if I come and shine, he will not hear me. But if I come coupled with the Holy Ghost, with the right tone, with the right spirit, he will not physically, but I will see his heart crumble in my hands so that I can get my message across. Amen. So I'm not saying that applies to everybody. But what I am saying that when you give your heart to the Lord, he will give you what to say to anybody, and he will give you wisdom in every situation. I just use that as an example. Amen. Amen. Listen, if you need to come to the altar, I'm here with you. You can come. And maybe you just need encouragement. Maybe you just need your ear to be more in tune with the Holy Ghost. Listen, I'm right here with you. Because half of the things that I'm doing, y'all, is only him. Half of the things that, I'm going to say it again, half of the things that I'm doing in my life is only him. If it had not been for God, I would not be standing before you preaching. I have no notes. If it had not been for God, I would not be a first lady, a pastor. I would not do any of that. I didn't sign up. I just thought it was cute. I didn't sign up for this. If it had not been for the Lord, I would not have, when they laid me off, I would have continued to look for jobs. But it was the Holy Ghost who said, that's it. And I need you to find rest, and I need you to find comfort, and I need you to have the faith that I'm calling you into. I'm raising your level of faith where you'll have to depend on me to provide your every need. How many of you know that God's trying to raise your faith? Some of the stuff that you're in, God is trying to bring you up to the place in your faith where you need to be. And the only way that he can do that is to present obstacles. The only way that he can do that sometimes even is to present lack. You say, well, how am I supposed to My faith is supposed to be raised if there's lack. Because he wants you to trust him with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding, and recognize that if you acknowledge him in all your ways, he'll direct your path and he'll give you what you need to sustain you. But you got to put your trust in him, and you got to be willing to do things that you've never done, and you've got to be willing to listen and to hear. There's more. We're just going to wait a second. But there's more. Because God needs you to trust and to hear him for yourself. You shouldn't always have to come here to hear. You shouldn't always have to come in the house. Now, we want you in the house. But you shouldn't always have to come in the house to hear God. But God is speaking to you. You carry the anointing. Y'all come across here, it's okay. God is speaking to you. He really is. He loves me and he loves you and he wants you. He has a word for you. He wants to talk to you. I'm no special person that he would just want to talk to me. He want to talk to you too about things that are concerning to you. Amen. He cares about where you are. He cares about what's disturbing to you. He cares about every facet of your life. But he needs your ear. You've given everybody else your attention. You've given everything your attention. But he wants your ear. Amen. He wants your ear. Thank you, Jesus. He wants you to hear and trust him. Let us pray. Father, we thank you and we bless you today. God, we recognize that there is none like you. And so this afternoon, God, we lay our cards on the table. You know where we are. You know all the things that are coming against us. You know even the people that are coming against us. And so, God, we make this decision today that we're going to depend on you and we're going to give you our ear so that you can direct our steps, so that you can guide our tongue. We're going to give you our heart so that you can put that wisdom there that we need from on high. We don't count ourselves to know everything. And so this afternoon, God, we give it to you. We lay ourselves down on the altar and we say, have your way. Whatever you're speaking to us in this hour, God, cause us to truly hear it. Cause us to get into your presence and cause us to get into your word so that we can see past the package and so that we can get the contents of what we need. God, help us. If you don't do the work, it cannot be done. If you don't give us what we need, we're not going to make it. We stand in you. We don't stand as an all-knowing person. But because we know you and we are acquainted with you, we seek your wisdom. We seek your knowledge and your understanding. God, we seek the anointing to just live and to do those things that you have given us to do. Oh God, have your way. Do a new thing in us. And we thank you. We don't come acting like we know everything. But today, we recognize that you are an all-knowing, all-powerful, all-seeing God. And so this morning, this afternoon, we lift our hands to you. God, you do the work. Tread the aisles. Touch everyone here that's at the altar and give them what they need. Every situation, every circumstance, cause them to hear you. Cause them to see you. Cause them not to shrink back and always think that you're punishing them. But help them to see that you have something greater for them and that you're trying to speak to them. But all they need is to give you their attention. And so, God, we thank you. We thank you for learning the lesson. We thank you for your voice being revealed. We thank you, Lord God, that we can see you. And we thank you, Lord God, that we're going to follow you and you're going to direct us. In Jesus' name, we bless you. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to TGT Speaks, our multimedia voice emanating from the True Gospel Tabernacle Church of Detroit. You can subscribe to us at TGT Podcast on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Spotify. If you like TGT Podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review. And also, if you would like to donate to our ministry, you can visit our website at www.tgtchurch.org and give your tax-deductible donation through PayPal. We really appreciate the generous and tangible love gift of any monetary denomination from our friends and partners. And we commit that your love gift enables us to continue furthering the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your support, and we'll see you next week.